This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Russian missile hit a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday, killing at least two people and wounding 23 in an attack that President Volodymyr Zelensky described as a crime against humanity. Video footage showed a devastated building with smoke pouring out of it, with much of the upper floor of what appeared to be a three-story building badly damaged. Russia's defense ministry claimed it had carried out an overnight strike on Ukrainian ammunition depots. The United States and South Korea are holding their biggest live fire exercise ever as 3 weeks of massive military drills begin not far from the border with North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
The South Korean military is calling this an annihilation drill. They've invited dozens of foreign and local media, meaning the audience is both in North and South Korea. The drills were scaled back during peace negotiations in 2018. When those talks broke down, North Korea started launching more missiles than ever. New leaders in Washington and Seoul have now decided on a tougher approach that hasn't stopped North Korea from building better weapons and issuing more threats. Kim recently vowed to launch a spy satellite and may conduct a nuclear test. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Pochon, South Korea.
Police fired tear gas to disperse climate protesters trying to block an annual general meeting of French oil giant Total Energies in Paris on Friday. The demonstration caps a series of tumultuous shareholder meetings at major corporations in Europe as activists step up pressure on companies to reduce their carbon footprints. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting between rival Sudanese forces on Friday rocked the western region of Darfur, witnesses said, as U.S. and Saudi observers noted, quote-unquote, improved respect for a fragile ceasefire now in its fourth day. Within minutes of the ceasefire taking effect late Monday, after weeks of war that has claimed 1,800 lives and displaced more than 1 million people, witnesses in the capital Khartoum reported airstrikes and gunshots. Oman announced a prisoner swap between Belgium and Iran. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The announcement Friday by Oman's foreign ministry has not identified the prisoners being swapped. However, Iran has been wanting Belgium to return a diplomat convicted of planning a bombing in France, while Belgium has been seeking the release of an aid worker held by Iran. Iranian state media did not immediately acknowledge Oman's comments. The Belgian Prime Minister's office declined to immediately comment when reached by the Associated Press. Iran has detained a number of foreigners and dual nationals over the years, accusing them of espionage. Critics have repeatedly accused Iran of using such prisoners as bargaining chips with the West. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
British Airways has canceled dozens of flights due to computer problems, disrupting the plans of thousands of travelers at the start of a busy holiday weekend, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Most of the dozens of affected flights were on short-haul routes to and from Heathrow, on what was expected to be the busiest day for UK air travel since before the coronavirus pandemic. Computer issues caused planes and crew to be out of position. Other flights were delayed, as some passengers were unable to check in online. On its website, the airline said they were working hard to fix the issue. Travel is expected to be especially busy, as a three-day weekend coincides with the start of a week-long holiday for most schools in Britain. Karen Chamas, London.
Pope Francis has a fever that caused him to clear his schedule on Friday morning, the Vatican said, nearly 2 months after the 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized with bronchitis. It was unclear who the Pope had been expected to meet with, as his agenda was not made public, as is customary on Friday. In late March, Francis was admitted to a hospital in Rome, where he remained for 3 nights after having difficulties breathing. Doctors determined the respiratory infection was bronchitis and treated him with antibiotics, which he responded to quickly. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.